above, just a notch above the other two. And with the fact that he's, you know, already proven that, that he's capable at this level when he was at Vermont a couple years ago, was easy for me to make the decision, and for everybody on the staff when we talked about it, it wasn't a question of which way we're going. But that was in that game, and I didn't think Packy did anything to hurt himself either. I mean, if he right now it's a day to day, week to week. You know, a great thing that came out of the game that I was talking to the coaches on the bus last night about on the way back. We should have some great competition now. I mean, there should be some guys hungry to get in the lineup and some guys maybe a little nervous about keeping their spot in the lineup, which is the good, friendly competition pressure that you want to have. We all have that, you know, some degree on us, and that's what you want to have, is because we truly want the best players playing. If Devin's the best player this week and he stands out above everybody else, he'll be the next guy. He'll play. If Robbie's the next guy, who right now Robbie looks great. If he's calm in the net and he's experienced in high level play. So if he looks the best in practice, he'll play. So it's wide open. It's, you know, there's no set time, and everything can change. As we saw last year, it can change. After eight games, we went to a guy who hadn't played a single minute. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess he came in relief and didn't do that well, and he ended up playing every minute the rest of the year. So nothing is ever set.
Next question for Coach, and you kind of addressed this earlier, Coach, but the Badgers seem to be able to get behind our players quite often. How much of this was due to not being used to the larger ice surface or inexperience of new players or new line combinations?
I didn't, if you really look at it, in honesty, it didn't seem to me like the problem, if there was a problem, was in the new players. And I say that respectfully to some of our guys, but we have to make sure that we're taking care of good ice and keeping teams to the outside. We have to make sure that we're up on our gaps, and that we're, which again gets the players to the outside and allows us to then use the boards as an advantage for us on zone entries and things like that. So, but the holding the blue lines, the chances they were getting on things were not young guy mistakes. And I guess I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Next question, Coach, and you kind of addressed this already. Has Coach considered recruiting in Finland or Sweden?
Oh, yeah. I have recruited in both countries before, and we've offered a number of players, and we actually had a player this year from Finland committed to come in, and we were overcommitted. We had we were way over on our scholarship allotment. You know, we had to make some changes, and one that was committed to us was one that we handled. So but yeah, we are, and I was actually just talking to Brooksy on the way over on the trip that we need to set up a trip for him. I think the best thing though would be in just experience and having gone over there myself, going over in the summer during some of their festivals, during a festival, and identifying prospects is the way to start and establish contacts and things like that, and then go back over during the year and try to close it down, I think is the best way to go. So we'll try to find out when is a good opportunity with some of the contacts that I have over there, and then we'll get one of our guys over there to start that process.
This fan also commented on the that goal over the short side of Packy's shoulder. There was only maybe 2 inches of daylight behind Packy for him to hit that spot, and he hit it. That's pretty remarkable.
That was Weisbach that he's talking about. And the thing with that, like in the locker room, they were saying that there was a half a net to shoot at, the guys were saying, and I said, no, you know, when a goalie's sliding across and his movement's coming across to build a wall on that shot, it's a timing thing. Well, Weisbach, like you said, he waited to the last second, even dropped on a knee, and that made Packy slide just a little bit more. And then Brooksy said to me, well, why doesn't he just stop? I said, how do you stop when you're sliding on your knees? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you stop, then you're lifting a leg up and opening up a hole in the middle and things like that. So it was first of all, a great sauce pass. We probably long-bodied too early, our defenseman did, allowed him just to pass over the stick instead of having to pass over the entire body. But it was a great sauce pass coming over, lifted over the stick, landed flat. Weisbach delayed as long as he could to give himself a spot to shoot at and hit the spot. It was a well-executed play. The real problem of that play occurred at the far blue line when we had two players run into each other and then a defenseman not protect good ice.
And that was a great goal. I think they're referring to the other goal where it went right over the shoulder, his first goal, their second goal, which was, little.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the power play that popped right back to him. That was a great shot under the crossbar.
Here's a question for you, Coach. Will you change personnel for the Union game based on the different style of play they use, and how will you prepare for two teams with such different styles of play next weekend?
I'm not sure you're going to see different styles of play. One thing about Union is that with Rick Bennett, their coach, they are a team that has a tremendous compete level. And maybe that's what the individual's asking. But, and I think we have a tremendous compete level. So I think that what you're going to see is a much more physical game than we saw against Wisconsin. And two teams that are going to go at it hard. We need to get some balance in our scoring. That's evident. We need to get I thought we generate some 5-on-5 opportunities, but we're going to need to generate more 5-on-5 opportunities as well. So but I don't think right now we're looking to adjust our lineup based on the type of play that Union has. We're trying to adjust our lineup based on the commitment level and the execution and the understanding of situations within the guys that we put in the lineup at this stage. We're trying to find out who has it within them to bring their everything that they do on and off the ice in the classroom to another level.
This listener asks, Coach, what did you think of Kyle Hayton for Wisconsin, and why would he not go pro after such a good career at St. Lawrence, do you think? Any idea?
Well, maybe he would have gone pro if he didn't have a chance to go to Wisconsin and pick up go after his master's degree. Maybe he didn't have the offers to go pro that maybe he wanted, and he thought that he could get better offers going to Wisconsin. I thought he was good in the game. He made some good saves. He made us shoot in some areas where we missed the net. I thought both goaltenders were outstanding in the game. So I thought I'm not as worried about their goaltender as I am about what's going on our side in our jerseys.
All right, we'll take a break. If you have a question you still want to get in, you can do so. We'll be right back with a little bit of chatter about the Union game, the Dutchmen, as the Huskies get set to take on them in the first semifinal of the annual Icebreaker Tournament that's going to be taking place at Amsoil Arena in Duluth, Minnesota, this Friday and Saturday. We'll be right back with that right after this. The Joe Schott Hour continues.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Stock up on all your favorite snacks and beverages at Morty's Gas Station and Convenience Store in downtown Lake Linden. Check out Morty's Walk-In Cooler for all your favorite adult beverages. Morty's has a great selection of wines to choose from with monthly beer and wine specials store-wide. Don't forget about all your snacks and the latest movie rentals. Morty's is more than just a gas station. Taxes and deposit are not included on sale items. At Morty's, Lake Linden.
Keweenaw Automotive, across from Walmart in Houghton, is the one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. From their impressive lineup of pre-owned vehicles, state-of-the-art service facility, and the lowest tire prices you'll find anywhere, Keweenaw Automotive has you covered. A locally owned, family-owned business for over 31 years. You're sure to get the service you deserve from the good folks at Keweenaw Automotive. Follow their Facebook page for new inventory, tire specials, and other exciting giveaway promotions. You can also find them online at KeweenawAutomotive.com or by phone at 482-7988.
The Caliva Cafe, Quincy Street in Hancock, has been serving great food for generations, 7 days a week, with homestyle service and huge portions. They have a tasty menu for everyone, with all homemade food, including pasties, soups, hot and cold sandwiches, Italian cuisine, pizza, breakfast served all day, and the best coffee around. Enjoy a Sunday turkey dinner with all the fixings for only $9.95, as well as daily lunch and dinner specials. Hours at the Caliva Cafe, 7 till 9, Monday through Saturday, and Sundays, 8 till 9.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Welcome back to the Joe Schott Hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach is in our studio. Thanks for your questions today. We do appreciate it. And, well, we've got Union in Game 1. They were ranked, I think, 16th in the poll, in USCHO.com poll this past week. This is a good program. What do we know? You've already mentioned a little bit, Coach, but what do we know about them so far coming into this game on Friday?
We right.